Welcome back to an episode of Black Girl Tea, where we are clearly still stuck in 2020. Because what the fuck is happening? Like, how do y'all... I can't start this episode on 100 because it's going to give me a headache. How are you guys? What's going on with you? Hope all is well. Hope you are staying 6 feet apart. You minding your business. You protecting your peace. I hope that you're doing this. Because, like I said, 2020 just came back. Like, Shorty went to... She said, I'm going to go home and change real quick and come back. Like, that's what she did. So, last week, I was at work. And my coworker was like, looking for me. She's like, oh my God, has anyone seen Naomi? And I hear her coming toward me. And I'm like, girl, what's going on? Why are you all frazzled? She's like, did you see what's going on at the Capitol? I'm like, no, what's going on? So we go, we tune in. As we're tuning in, my watch start going off, like, just in. Stupid people at the Capitol. So I'm like, oh my God, we finna die. Like, no lie. That's the first thing that came across my mind. I said, we're gonna die. Like, and she was like, bro, at this point, I don't know what to do. And I was like, we gotta go home. So she's like, all right, boom. So turn on your location and let me know when you get home. And she, on my way home, she just kept texting me, like, you good? Like, how you feel? I know that you're, like, super, super into the political scene. I know you protest and all that. Like, how you feeling? And I'm like, I'm texting her, like, I'm angry. Are you serious? All these white people out here doing this bullshit, da-da-da. If it was black people, this is not how this would have been going. In fact, black people were out there with go-go music playing, and they shut it down! Like, I was so mad. And she was like, calm down, da-da-da. So I get home, I turn on the news, and, like, I'm just stuck. Like, this is really happening in the country that I live in. Y'all are literally terrorizing the Capitol? Like, are you serious? And I started going on Twitter and all that, which is probably the worst thing to do in a situation like this. But I'm seeing, like, the police let them in. How? Like, y'all let these people get their feet wet on the grass? I remember... In 8th grade, I visited the Capitol with my school, and they would not let us in the Capitol building. In fact, they told us to back up. How y'all let these motherfuckers in? And you could tell that they were already trying to be on some bullshit. And y'all let them in? Y'all let them in? Y'all let them in? Like, I tell y'all, I'm angry. So, you know, some time I went by and I called Briani. Well, Brie called me. She's like, yo, you see what's going on? I'm like, sis, like, I'm angry. Like, we really live in this type of America? We really live in this type of America. If you've never understood privilege, that should have been a very eye-opening moment to you. That should have been a moment when you really got an understanding for what privilege was. And it was something that was one of the, like, biggest headliners. If this was black people doing it, it would not have gotten handled this way. And then y'all's president, because he ain't my president, he ain't never been my president, he gonna tell these people to go home. And then he was just like, mister, you saying it all calm, cool, and collected like this, like, you know your people, your fans are a cult. I called it, they're a cult. You know that they were gonna act like this. You knew. And I'm just so glad that, like, I'm glad that black people really just sat down and minded their business, because that's what they do when it comes to us. Like, they really just turn the other cheek. If they're not beating us to death, they turn the other cheek. They act like what we're doing isn't necessary. What we need help with isn't important. What we need resources for is not important. We're never a priority when it comes to them. So I'm glad that black people turn the other cheek. I'm glad we sat in our houses safe and sound, protecting our peace, and watched them act the fool. Y'all call us animals? We jump on shit like monkeys? We act stupid? That's exactly what y'all were doing at that fucking... How you get to the Capitol? And then they were sitting at people's desks taking pictures. And there was... I forgot what news what news it was or what newspaper article or whatever it was that said that they were smearing poop on the walls. What? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, bro? Like y'all serious. But shout out to Eugene Goodman. Like, he did his thing. I'm glad that he was a hero in this situation and his life wasn't taken. I'm glad they weren't trying to push this on him in any negative way. I'm glad he's getting the highlight that he should be getting, because that was just a whole bunch and a lot at the same time. Like, and today when I was scrolling through Instagram, like trying to update myself on the situation to see what was going on, they're protesting still. They're sleeping on the, like, they're sleeping outside the buildings. They're trying to make it known, like, we were fighting and protesting and making noise and blocking off highways for we wanted rights. We wanted to be heard. Y'all just being stupid because you know you could be stupid. Like, that makes me sad. That makes me so sad. Like, my feelings are hurt. I'm angry. Like, I'm so angry. And I've talked to, like, people older than me. Y'all know I be talking to the old girls and the old guys. I'm like, what's happening? Like, how does this make you feel? And a lot of them are like, bro, like, to see something like this happen is ridiculous. And there are people who I know that fought in, you know, like, obviously older than me. But, like, they fought in the wars and stuff. And they were like, what the fuck? Like, we would never expect something like this to be happening. So, I want to tell all of y'all, first of all, Martin Luther King Day is right around the corner. We're going to do our thing, all little bop, bop, boom, boom, salute to the king like we always do. But lay low. And I don't want y'all to think that we have to lay low because we have to be scared of them. But lay low, because this wasn't our fight. This ain't our ruckus. This is not our commotion. So we're gonna celebrate Dr. King like we always do. But y'all not going to be in our face. Y'all really not. Then I'm about to be in my face with y'all bullshit. White people like that. Like, they got to the Capitol and just did, like, the buffoonery. Like, y'all really just did some bullshit. And that's it. I'm not going to talk about that situation too much longer, but I just had to throw my two cents out there, because what the fuck was happening? Like, huh? But that's their president. That's a cult. The people is gonna act like that for the remainder of time. And if you don't believe me, I suggest you start believing what I'm saying, because that's what's gonna happen. But have y'all tuned in to Jasmine Sullivan's album? Like, can we talk about the bops? Can we please talk about the bops? Like, so, Lost Ones and Pick Up Your Feelings were two that I had heard, you know, those are singles on it. But when my favorite song is on it, and my secondary favorite is Put It Down. And, okay, Put It Down. Listen. Put It Down, she's talking about how she was doing stupid stuff for a man because he had good dick, which would never be me. Like, she said she would pay this man's rent. Not me. I'm not cutting no check for you, Pop. I might buy you a sweater. I might, you know, go half on your bottle for you. But I'm not paying your rent. And she said he still live with his mom, but treat him like a king. You can live with your mom. Like, you can live with your mom. I don't have a problem with that. But can we at least have goals to get you out of there? Can we be putting in the footwork to get you out of there? Can we be doing something to get you out of there? Now, if your mama live with you, that's nothing. But you live with your mama. You ain't got no money, but you give me good dick. Like, no. That's a dub. And I say all that to say, can we not do this anymore? Can we not build up men? And I'm not saying to knock them down, but like, he don't have a job, but all he has is good dick. Dub. He has nothing going on for himself, but all he has is good dick. Dub. Like, can we start dating men who actually have some substance for themselves? Because there are men out there who will not date us if all we have is good cooch. No job, no car, no nothing. Just good cooch. They're not going to date us. They're not. They may hit it every once in a while because it's convenient for them. But they're not. No. So, ladies, I say all this to say, get you a man some substance. The song is a bop, though. There's a part when she's like, trick on your nigga. Trick on your nigga. If you stay in the woods. Like, that's my part. I'm not going to hold you. But the rest of the stuff she was saying, bonkers on it. Let me tell you, that came out last week, right? When I tell you, I had to hit up Shorty like, bro, have you heard on it? Because that's the type of time we about to be on. Like, that is the jam. And I'm not going to spoil too much of the album. I'm not going to give you guys like the in-depth about it. Shay will actually do a review on it, which y'all can tune in with her. Like, do your thing. But I just wanted to come up here and chop it up with y'all real quick. Like, my hair I still have not done anything to my hair. I'm still wearing this little dumbass ponytail, but my hair is growing, we flourishing, my scalp is greased, and stuff like that. My nails is done. I've been killing the game lately on Instagram with my outfits of the days, but I haven't been taking pictures and stuff. I just, you know, but that was just my quick update. We will be having cool segments. Let me know what you guys want to do for freaking Valentine's Day, because right around the corner. It's important that we, you know, highlight Valentine's Day and Black History Month and the national holiday of my birthday. But I wanted, in 2021, I want to get more into what you need to hear. Like, what do you need help with? What is a topic that we can talk about? Like, if you have daddy issues and you're trying to figure out, like, am I the only one who feels this way about things? Or if I'm the only one who's dealing with this? Or how do I even go from feeling so strongly in a negative way about my father to feeling good about him? And I only was like, what the fuck is this? No. Blooper. And it's, y'all know it's not about to get cut. I don't know what the fuck that was, though. My phone has a mind of its own. That's why we go into Apple as soon as this episode is recorded. Because my phone has been acting up. I don't get notifications anymore. There'll just be messages marinating. But anyways, I said daddy issues and everything because that's something that I deal with. So do you want me to talk about my daddy issues and how I navigate things and how I got better so that you can get better? Is that something that you need to hear from me? Do you want to come up here with me and talk about how, and like, talk about your story? Let's talk about your daddy issues or your mommy issues, because mommy issues are a thing. If you want me to change the narrative with something and we can talk about how that's going to look or however you guys want to do things, I want this to be more interactive. But buckle up. Like I said, we got some cool things coming. I'm still working on some stuff that y'all will be seeing soon. 100 Girls Leading, flourishing as usual. Support us. We're currently doing a mentor shout out situation thingy, so go pay attention to that. If you have a mentor, shout your mentor out. It is National Mentor Month. So give them a shout out. Let them know that you appreciate what they've done for you, what they've done in your life and all that good shit. NAACP, Black Lives Matter, all that good shit. Make sure you're supporting both movements actively and like not just throwing Black Lives Matter up as a hashtag and NAACP as a hashtag. Get involved, be a part of the change, do the work that needs to be done and all that good shit. And I'll talk to you guys soon.